Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan in Madhya Pradesh, says it aims to secure brighter future for mothers and sisters. World leaders wish Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. Several programs organized across the country under Seva Parv. Election Commission of India revises guidelines for design and printing of EVM ballot papers. Star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra qualifies for final of World Athletics Championships with his first attempt of 84.85 meters. And in women's cricket, India beat Australia by 102 runs in second ODI of three-match series in Chandigarh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh today. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel PM Mitra Park in the village of Bhaisola in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matri Vandana Yojana. Addressing people on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan is dedicated to mothers and sisters and it is for their bright future. He said the government's aim is that not a single woman should fall prey to illness due to lack of information or resources.
स्वस्थ नारी सशक्त परिवार ये अभियान माताओं बहनों को समर्पित है उन्हीं के उज्जवल भविष्य के लिए है हमारा मकसद है एक भी महिला जानकारी या संसाधनों के अभाव में गंभीर बीमारी का शिकार न हो इन स्वास्थ्य कैंपों में इन सारी जांचों के लिए आपको एक नया पैसा नहीं देना पड़ेगा जांच भी मुफ्त होगी दवाई भी मुफ्त होगी
Congratulating the people of Dhar on the upcoming PM Mitra Park, the Prime Minister said on Vishwakarma Jayanti today, India's largest integrated textile center has been inaugurated.
देश के सबसे बड़े इंटीग्रेटेड टेक्सटाइल पार्क का शिलान्यास यहाँ हुआ है इस पार्क से भारत की टेक्सटाइल इंडस्ट्री को नई ऊर्जा मिलेगी किसान को उसकी उपज का सही मूल्य मिलेगा ये टेक्सटाइल पार्क से सबसे बड़ा लाभ हमारे युवकों को युवतियों को बहुत बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा
The Prime Minister urged that during the upcoming festivals, everything purchased should be made in India. He appealed to traders to ensure that everything they sell is of Indian origin. Leaders from across the world, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, have greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. In his message, President Putin praised PM Modi's great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu called Mr. Modi his good friend.
Prime Minister Modi, my good friend Narendra, I want to wish you a happy birthday. You've accomplished so much for India in your life, and we have together accomplished a great deal in the friendship between India and Israel. I look forward to seeing you soon because we can bring our partnership and our friendship to even greater heights. Happy birthday, my friend.
Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Prime Minister of Australia Anthony Albanese shared a video on his X handle wishing Mr. Modi a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my friend, Prime Minister Modi. Australia is proud to share such a strong friendship with India, and we're grateful every day for the incredible contribution of the Indian community here in Australia. I look forward to catching up with you soon, Prime Minister, and many more years of friendship and progress.
Bill Gates of the Gates Foundation wished the Prime Minister good health as he leads India to a fantastic progress.
Prime Minister Modi, my best wishes to you on your 75th birthday. I wish you good health and continued strength as you lead India's fantastic progress and contribute to global development. The Gates Foundation values our partnership with the government of India immensely. Together, we are supporting progress towards Viksit Bharat and sharing lessons and innovations for the countries in the global south.
In Sri Lanka, special prayers were held across the country reflecting goodwill across faiths and communities. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to world leaders for extending birthday greetings. In a series of posts on social media, the Prime Minister thanked his counterparts from Italy, Australia, Bhutan, Dominican Republic and New Zealand for their wishes on his birthday. He also thanked Russian President Vladimir Putin, US President Donald Trump, EU President Ursula von der Leyen and the President of Guyana. On the occasion of Prime Minister's birthday, several programs under the Seva Parv have been organized across the country today. Various activities under Swachhata Hi Seva, tree plantation drives and the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar were organized. The BJP organized Seva Pakhwada across the country, which will continue till the 2nd of October, the birth anniversary of Mahatma Gandhi and Lal Bahadur Shastri. The party is conducting a series of welfare and awareness activities along with central and state governments. Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various development projects worth over 1,700 crore rupees for Delhi. A mega blood donation drive was organized across the country. Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav participated in a blood donation camp in New Delhi. Many programs have been organized around various themes so that people from every section of society can actively connect. Union Minister Manohar Lal and Kiran Rijiju also participated in the drive. Union Minister Piyush Goyal participated in a tree plantation drive in Mumbai. He said, Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign has inspired people to create a deep connection with mother, soil and nature. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar joined the Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar program via video conferencing from Patna. He also launched the annual clothing assistance scheme for workers in the unorganized sector. Under this scheme, an amount of 5,000 rupees each was transferred to more than 16 lakh registered workers of the unorganized sector. In Ladakh, the district-level launch of Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maha 2025 was held today. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said, in the last 11 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set a new standard of politics through his work. In an interview with DD News, Mr. Vaishnav said the Prime Minister is working with a vision of the nation first, always first.
Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has drawn a new path in politics. For the first time since 1947, a leadership has emerged that has turned politics as a mean of service. Earlier as well, many have been involved in politics, some for their family, other for their party. We are fortunate that today we have such leadership inspired by the life and example of Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji. We serve the people, the common man with the true spirit of service.
Mr. Vaishnav said the Modi government has given emphasis for the welfare of the poor, women, farmers and youth. He said Mr. Modi has implemented various schemes for the welfare of the middle class, be it providing housing facilities, income tax exemption and next generation GST reforms. Mr. Vaishnav said that self-reliance in every sector is a key to make India a developed nation. He expressed hope that India will soon be the third largest economy in the world. The INB minister today launched a special series of programs for DD National and DD News on Seva Parv at an event in New Delhi. Mr. Vaishnav said India has established its new identity across the globe. He added that Mr. Modi has always worked for nation building from the beginning of his life. On the occasion, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju said, this is a special occasion when the people are acknowledging the transformative journey of the nation. Akashwani is also broadcasting a series of special programs to mark Seva Parv These are being aired on national as well as regional channels of Akashvani from September the 15th. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision on the next generation of GST reforms was materialized in the beginning of this month when the GST Council reduced tax rates in many sectors to ease the lives of citizens. Every day we bring to you information on different sectors which have benefited from the next gen GST reforms. Today we take a look at renewable energy.
The rationalization of GST rates across the renewable energy value chain from 12% to 5% has brought down the cost of clean energy projects, making electricity more affordable and directly benefiting households. The move will also reduce the cost of the rooftop solar system, solar pumps, and other equipment benefiting households, farmers, industries, and developers, providing a boost to the country's green energy transition. Talking to Akashvani News, Naveen Tripathi, a resident of Gorakhpur, said that this step will ease the financial burden on common man and often boost the energy sector and nation's economy.
The new GST reforms introduced by the government are a significant step in the energy sector. This will make electricity cheaper and reduce the expenses for the common people. It will benefit our economy and help the nation move forward rapidly. The government step is a good effort towards making affordable and easy electricity accessible to every household.
The next generation GST reforms will give a strong push to the clean energy sector and help the country emerge as a global leader in renewable technologies while also making green power more affordable for households. With Rohan, Nitika Gupta, Akashvani News, Delhi.
India's economy will continue to remain the fastest growing among the major economies despite the global headwinds. According to the American Credit and Rating Agency Standard & Poor's, India's GDP continues to grow at 6.5% this fiscal. In its report, the agency highlighted that the country's growth performance showed resilience despite the external shocks, which caused short-term challenges for the country. The Election Commission has revised the existing guidelines under the Conduct of Elections Rules for the design and printing of EVM ballot papers to enhance their clarity and readability. From now on, the photographs of candidates will be printed in colour, occupying 3/4 of the photo space for better visibility. To ensure uniformity, the names of all candidates in nota will be printed in the same font type for easy readability. The Commission informed that the upgraded EVM ballot papers will be used in the upcoming elections, starting with Bihar. India star javelin thrower and defending champion Neeraj Chopra has qualified for the World Athletics Championships 2025 final today with his first attempt of 84.85 metres. Another Indian player, Sachin Yadav, also secured a place in 12 finalists with a best throw of 83.67 metres. Neeraj is aiming to become the third male javelin thrower in history to defend the World Championships gold title, which he clinched in the 2023 edition in Budapest. In women's cricket, India defeated Australia by 102 runs in the second ODI of the three-match series in Chandigarh. Chasing the target of 293 set by India, Australia were bundled out for 190 runs in 40.5 overs. With this, India levelled the three-match series 1-1. Earlier, India was all out, scoring 292 runs with one ball to spare. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan in Madhya Pradesh, says it aims to secure a brighter future for mothers and sisters. World leaders wish Prime Minister Modi on his 75th birthday today. Several programs organized across the country under Seva Parv. Election Commission of India revises guidelines for design and printing of EVM ballot papers. Star javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra qualifies for final of World Athletics Championships with his first attempt of 84.85 metres. And in women's cricket, India beat Australia by 102 runs in second ODI of three-match series in Chandigarh. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.